Hey, what's up? It's Angela Yee, and you know it's time for lip service. Now, this week, Stephanie Santiago is here hosting. Also, Gigi McGuire couldn't make it, but we have some fill-ins. Claudia Jordan, formerly of Real Housewives of Atlanta, and the Ricky Smiley Show is here. And so is Sasha Del Valle. Our special guest is porn star Leighton Benton. Maybe you just saw her on Basketball Wives LA. She was just featured on the debut episode of this season. Now we're going to learn a lot, and Leighton Benton is actually going to teach us a lot of things from a porn star's perspective. She actually is going to talk to us about the difference between having sex with white guys and black guys, also some of her gang bangs and the things that she absolutely loves to do. And for you guys, we're going to tell you what you do that makes you whack in bed. We have a whole list of things. And how do you have sex with a guy who you're not attracted to? All right, so check it out. And it even seems like there's going to be a little hookup. Guess which two girls seem to like each other? Coming up right now on Lip Service. What's up? It's Angela Yee.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
It's your girl, Claudia Jordan.
I'm Leighton Benton.
And I'm Sasha Del Valle.
You guys can just, you don't got to grab on that. I know you guys are used to grabbing on mics.
Right. Just get close to the tip.
But it's just, you know, it's funny because I feel like we're getting ready for lip service and we all sit around, have a drink and chit chat. I feel like we talk about so much. Before we actually do the show, we done talked about everything.
So we got the bad girls in this side? Is that what it is?
Yeah. There's some bad girls.
Excuse me, ma'am. No.
Claudia, everybody. Bad girls don't say excuse me, ma'am.
I am a good girl that's accused of being bad.
But
that's
yes.
What we all say right? When we don't want to get in trouble.
Exactly. Okay, yeah.
Well, Leighton Benton is our special guest today.
Welcome.
And she's a porn star. I looked up some of your work as well. We were watching you before you walked in on X videos. Is it awkward, like, when you walk in and people are watching your porn?
It's not my first rodeo. Like, I've walked into strip clubs and they were playing my videos and stuff. And I was like, hey, that's me.
You're like, that's me. Hey, now.
Was it weird the first time seeing yourself on tape?
It was, to be honest with you, because the first time I ever did a porn, it was really awkward because there was a man sitting in between me and this guy having sex. And he was just, like, watching us and, like, his penis was getting hard, and I was just like, oh, this is kind of awkward.
Why was he sitting there? He was working?
He was filming it.
Oh, okay.
He was a director.
I thought he was just sitting there.
Like, so does that happen often, where they just get hard?
Yeah.
Yeah. That means you did a great job, though, if the director's getting hard while you're filming.
Do they warn you? Do they say, hey, look, you know, there might be a little situation.
A lituation.
You know. No, they don't warn me, but I'm at the point now where it's just like I'm so comfortable with myself and it's just like I love to have fun, you know what I mean? I live life.
I think if I was a porn star and all the penises in the house did not get hard, I would be offended.
Yeah, you know, the reason why I got into porn is because my ex-boyfriend, he used to watch porn. Mm-hmm. And he used to watch Lacey Duvall.
Okay.
And so I used to see like her pictures in his phone. I was like, who is that girl? Like, I was like, who is this person in his phone? And he was like, this is porn star, blah, blah, blah. And so at that point, I just kind of wanted to be I want to be a sex symbol.
Want to be a fantasy for
everybody. Yeah, I wanted it to be a fantasy. So now I'm just like so happy and full of life.
So what does that guy think of you now?
He actually saw one of my porns. Like, he was like, wait a minute.
I would think so. He probably saw a lot of them.
Are you on his screen? On his lock screen?
I don't know. But
they broke up.
Yeah, we broke up since then.
You're like, ha, you wanted a porn star. Now I'm a
porn star. He's like, wait, I saw your porns on X videos.
And what did he say about it?
And
him?
He was just like, I can't believe you're a porn star now. And I was like, yeah, that's me.
Was he like, was he trying to get one last go around or?
No, he was just like, you know, I'm proud of you.
Oh, wow. Wow. All right.
He probably brags to all his friends. Yeah, you know, Leighton Benton, that's like my ex.
You know, I find it interesting. You said that the director, the first time you did a porn, he had a hard on and you were just like, oh, okay. For me, you know, as a video vixen, I've worked with a lot of different photographers and, you know, I've had the photographer get a hard on while he's shooting me and I get really offended.
Why do you don't think that they can't
but
help
I,
it?
I know.
Is that the point?
Listening to this, I'm like, oh, well, you know, maybe I shouldn't have been so offended.
You're hot as fuck.
But has a director ever like jerked off while he was filming?
No, but I mean, you know, it is porn. So I've had directors try to, you know, hook up and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But I just... You know,
now we were talking about this with porn being like free everywhere on X videos, Pornhub, all these different websites, right? How do you make money still with people not really buying it, but everybody's like, there's a 30-minute video on X videos, I could just watch it there. How does that work?
I webcam and stuff like that. And like my fans, they'll buy clips for me and stuff. Like, hey, I want to see you just like eat cheese. Or I want to see
eat cheese.
Yeah,
is that code for schmegma?
Oh
no,
wow,
just like schmegma.
Fries, like yeah, the weird fetishes.
Yeah,
people have.
I've had some weird ones. I've had some guys. They'll just be like, "Hey, can you just like just stick your tongue out at me?" Or just like, I don't know.
What's the weirdest thing you've been asked? And yeah, you're like, I'm not doing thing? That. Is it something you won't do?
What's something that made you hesitate?
The thing that I've done that's kind of stuck out to me, I fucked a guy in the ass with a dildo. But okay. The thing is, is like he kind of like shitted on the dildo.
Wow, he ruined
it.
But
he was like, booty.
Yeah, he was a sissy. So he kind of like had on a tutu and everything. And
wait a minute now.
He was a sissy.
Okay.
So do you get turned on fucking a guy?
Yeah.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Cause you're like, oh,
was that the only time you ever did that?
Like, you're my bitch.
No, I've done that before. I'm really big. Like, I love femdom, which is a dominatrix type of thing. Like, you're gonna worship me and worship the ground that I walk on.
So you talk a lot of shit to them.
Yeah, I love it.
But I thought you're not supposed to have sex with guys as like a dominatrix.
Well, they're not supposed to touch my pussy, but okay. I can like fuck them with dildos and strap-ons and stuff, and. It's just really fun. But he was just like, it was funny because he was a sissy, so he had on a pink tutu and his toenails were polished and everything, and he was like, oh, you're going too hard. I was like, you're gonna fucking take this shit.
So does that so going too hard is code for go harder in that situation, because he wanted you to rip his asshole apart.
Yeah.
Wow, Angela.
What?
You sound very into that. Like, you sound like that's something you might want to do, actually.
And then he shitted on the dildo?
Yeah.
So what happens
well,
next
it,
after
it
that
happened
happens?
When but, I pulled it out.
Yeah, exactly. There was shit on it when you pulled it out. He didn't actually go on it.
I don't try the backdoor thing, because I'm like so paranoid.
They do say a lot of women shit when they have anal sex.
Yeah.
I mean, that's disgusting. I would never.
No, it's a natural thing. Like, I think guys, if you want anal, you should be prepared. It might not happen all the time, but there's going to be a time, or there might be a time, a lot of times, that there's going to be shit when you pull
if
out.
If anybody even sticks their finger in your ass, it makes you want to shit. Like,
you might find the surprise on your finger.
Claudia, don't act like nobody never stuck their finger in your ass.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Finger is the most awkward.
No, but I like when my man is like fucking me from the back and he puts his thumb in my ass.
Yeah,
like,
that's cool.
I like that.
That's orgasmic. Yeah.
But you don't like when you put on a dildo and fuck your man. Could you date a guy, seriously, Layton, that like that? Like to get fucked in the ass with a dildo?
Honestly, that's a good question.
Could that be your man?
No.
Because to me, a real man won't play that shit.
No,
it's
there's a difference
between a man wanting a woman to do that to him, though, and a man wanting a real actual man with a penis, right?
Right. It's not right to me.
Him being submissive.
A guy don't want no dick or a fake dick.
I've had.
Ass, period.
I've had
straight.
Maybe a finger.
Not even that shit. Not my man. Yeah.
What about a tongue?
I'm with you on that.
Nah, not even.
I'm with you on that.
Yo, I like hood niggas. They don't.
Me too.
And it's too much.
You like it.
You might
get
like,
they'll be ready to punch you.
Yeah,
they'll be
exactly.
ready to punch you. I like need to do like that.
If you go too close to a hood nigga's balls, they're like stiff arming you. Like,
I love that.
It could be because they love us.
Yeah.
And they're scared.
I love when they beat me up. Choke me, slap my face in glass. That's a real nigga.
No, but some guys
a good point there.
It could be because they're like, I like this too much. I don't want to nut too quick.
Yeah. I don't want to let you know that I like this. That's why I'm on the down low.
I
think a guy wanting a dildo in his ass and a guy wanting one or two fingers in his ass is like two totally
but
different.
But where do you
things.
Draw the
not
line?
Not even no fingers, no nothing. That is
it's a
not
gateway
right.
drug.
I've had guys. Like,
fingers are the gateway drugs. Claudia said that.
My
Go
friend.
Ahead. Wait, Layton said you had guys. What?
Okay, so me personally, because I can't do the boyfriend thing because it's just I have multiple boos. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah,
different
she got
states,
a couple niggas,
New
a couple
York,
side
different hoes in different areas.
You know what I mean? Got a Miami boo, a LA boo, Atlanta, Texas, Houston, Texas.
Greedy ass. Some of us can't even find one.
I mean, I'm on my way to H-Town tomorrow.
Hey, no, but seriously, like, I've had guys. Like, certain guys would be like, no, I'm not for that. Like, if you touch my ass, like, I'm gonna pop your hand. Like, you know what I mean? But I've had some guys be like, okay, I don't mind if you lick my ass. But me personally, if I was to date someone,
in a serious relationship.
I.
And you don't like dating guys in the industry, right?
No,
you
I'm
don't
not
try,
for it.
tried a lot of things. So what is your perfect guy? Like, what is
my perfect guy? Because I like threesomes. You know what I mean? I'm okay for that. But it's different when you get the girl's number, you start texting, y'all start getting romantic, emotional. That's right. Just
okay,
me.
So threesomes, two girls, one guy. Yeah, to be clear.
Can a threesome also be two guys and one girl?
I've never done that in my personal life.
Okay. But on film, you have.
On film, I've been like eight guys.
I ain't seen it. Yeah, I seen you get gangbanged. I seen you get gangbanged by a bunch of white guys, too. Now, I wanted to talk about that. Oh, how many people here have been with white guys?
I was in college once.
You got gangbanged by a bunch of
white guys? Oh, no. The gangbang part, that was in grad school. No, I'm just kidding. No. I dated a white guy one time. I made a lot of excuses. I put off sex as long as I could.
Why?
I just had this thing about the stereotype and the pink meat and bologna, and I just thought about
it. Oh, girl.
I finally did.
It's like reverse racism.
So was it everything that you, like,
it was a major feared? Disappointment. Yes.
What was disappointing?
Okay, first of all, I told him I had my period, like, every week for, like, 3 months.
You might want to go to the doctor and get that checked out.
I'm like, why have you not died yet? You bled for, like, 47 days.
So,
anyways, we finally did it, whatever, and, you know, they love oral. They can just do that all day.
I've heard
whatever.
That. I heard that white guys love going
He
down.
Was really sweet to me. He was very serious. He fell in love super fast. But I remember the day he was in the shower, and I went to go brush my teeth, and he had a glass shower. And then I caught the full view of his body, and he was like one of those Greek statues with it was like a fig leaf could cover it. You know what I mean?
Girl,
and it
just, that's terrible.
And that's a stereotype. I'm sure not all white
men. It might
have
been shower shrinkage.
No, I was with a white guy when I was like 19.
Disappointing when black men have small penises.
That's
a lie. Come on. At least one of those stereotypes could be true.
What's going on?
I dated a white guy and he had a really big dick.
Okay.
Yeah, some white guys will surprise you.
He was like, Italian.
But you know how to work it?
I was always on top. I can't really tell you.
Like, is there a difference in having sex with a white guy?
Yes.
No,
they not
freaky
like that.
I have to say that
I never had a white guy, but I'm pretty sure.
How do you know then? How can you say that? You've never even been with one.
No, you know what it is? Them black guys.
You're racist, Sasha.
You are.
I'm racist. No, she's that's so bad.
Her vagina is racist. Your vagina is racist.
A black guy would just choke you, and you're like, oh my God.
You think
you
white
me.
Guys don't choke you too?
Yeah. No, you guys, that's a Puerto Rican guy that would choke you.
No, like,
and slap you.
Well, and we've seen you on camera with white guys. What is the difference? Is there a difference?
Yeah. I've had some good white guys, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
It just depends who it is. I've had guys that changed my life. You know what I mean?
What do you mean by change your life?
What's your preference?
What changes your life?
You know, I don't underestimate white guys at any chance because I've had some guys that just kind of just blew my mind. I just wasn't expecting it. But to be honest with you, because I'm black, Puerto Rican, Dominican.
Crazy.
She's crazy.
That's a lot of fire.
She's crazy and she'll cook for you.
Yes, yeah. I like birds.
After she slaps you.
After she cuts you.
After she slashes it tight, she make you a good meal.
Right.
I love just being like choked and you telling me how much of a whore I am. And then I love just like role playing. Yeah. Like, I love you. Like, okay, I'm really into like, okay, the stepdad fucking his daughter.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Oh,
whoa.
Okay. Now, is there
Woody
is there
Allen?
I love it.
Now, is that healthy? It's just normal? Like, yeah. Or was there some issue growing up? Or
no, well, I've had some family members kind of like
they try to
come
touch
to
you.
My porn.
What?
They've came to my porn.
Family members of like yours have come to your porn?
But they didn't know it was me until afterwards.
So like your uncle would just randomly...
You sure they didn't know?
That's awkward at the family reunion.
Wouldn't that be weird? Hey, pass the potato salad. Hey, great anal scene you did last season.
One of my uncles, he told me we were...
splashed all over the laptop.
I think a big difference between dating a black or Latino guy and a white guy is the color of the actual penis. It's like...
Well, definitely.
It's a big difference. Like Latinos and black guys... It's a little darker, you know, and then white guys, God forgive me, it kind of looks like a vagina.
What? A penis is like a vagina?
Do you mean because it's pink? Because of the pinkish hue?
Yeah,
is that what you mean?
So pink. It's just, I think everybody's beautiful.
They're not.
White,
she just made that statement and then said, I think everybody's
right. You try to clean it up.
I love all the people of the world.
I love everybody.
Now, let's get back into this role play, though, with Leighton. Now, I was talking about this before you came in. One of my friends, she was one of my former coworkers. She said that she met a guy on the highway, and she's black. He was Polish. And they started a relationship. They had sex a few times. And then one time during sex, he called her a black slave in the middle of role play.
Wow.
Oh.
That's too far.
Now, how do you feel about that type of role play? What if you were with one of these white guys and they're like, you're my black slave in the middle of the heat of passion?
I have to turn that off because there was a scene that I did that I didn't realize that it was so controversial until afterwards. It was this gangbang that I did and it had Confederate flags on it.
Whoa.
And I didn't know what it meant.
Oh no. You thought it was like,
I was like, okay,
England?
Yeah, you know what I mean? I thought it was England. And then
well, yeah, come on.
No, and then all of a sudden, all of a sudden, like, people were like, why are you doing this? Like, this and that. Like, they were, like, bashing me for it. I was like, I really didn't know what it was. I just got into porn at the time.
And you weren't thinking nothing of it. You're like,
I was like, okay.
So it was a bunch of white guys.
Yeah, and me. And so if I could take it back, I probably wouldn't have done that scene because I don't like to offend people.
But how old are you?
I'm 23.
Yeah, come on, give her a break.
Yeah.
I mean, she didn't know. And
I was 21.
I do feel like in porn, though, you get away with a lot more stuff. Like, obviously, there's scenes in porn where, like, people have fantasies of, like, being raped and stuff like that. You know, there's scenes when someone breaks in the house and you know what I mean? It's like I don't know. And
I've
it's not something
too.
You would ever want to happen in real life.
Mm-hmm. No, but her face is lit up when you said that. I noticed that. You like that, don't
I've
you?
I've had that fantasy too. It depends how drunk I am.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be like, oh my God, I want to like be raped. So like,
oh my God.
Yeah, so
by someone I know that I've approved ahead of time.
So I've had it to where like I've had sex with just like a regular guy. And I was like, oh my God, just say that you're raping me. You're raping me. Like I'm like, you know, 18 years old and like I'm under the bleachers and I just turned 18. I'm a senior in high school.
Kylie Jenner.
She's not even 18.
17.
Right. She's doing a lot.
She's doing
a lot.
Wow. But that's something very taboo for people to say. But I feel like in porn, that happens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That's like one of the very famous role plays. Somebody breaks into your house or the pizza guy comes over, he throws you down, whatever.
Right. It also kind of fucks you up mentally because I had these two carpet cleaners come clean my carpets and I just felt like it was a porn because I was like,
are they coming to clean my carpets or is this camera?
I had on some yoga pants and a sports bra and I was like, I'm blunt. So I was like, you know, I'll give you guys one of my DVDs, you know, because I do, you know, porn. And they're like, oh, we know.
They know.
Because they saw like
they
all.
They know.
Because in my house, I have all my DVDs like on my TV stand.
Mm-hmm.
I have no shame.
So the real question is, did you let them eat it?
No, I didn't.
Did they want to?
Yes.
You wanted to, too. But you're just like, fuck it, I'm gonna be good today.
Yeah.
Do you have to be like a natural, like nymphomaniac pretty much? Because to have sex that much, I mean, sometimes you just gotta hate.
What's the most times you had sex in one day?
Yeah.
Okay, I could tell you two answers. So there's the most I've masturbated in one day is over 12 times.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
With my Hitachi, the
Sheesh.
Magic wand.
I don't even have time for that.
And then the most times I've had sex in a day, six times.
Oh, I beat that.
Six? Oh, yeah. Girl.
Claudia, hey, girl.
Oh, seven. I beat that, too.
We're seven is the number of completion.
Six, that's it. But with six different people or six times?
Six different people.
Beat that.
Oh, you win. It was one guy.
Girl, you
but
win
he did
one
break
guy.
His nose that
he
day.
He broke his nose?
Oh, what?
Anyways, it's not about me, it's about you.
What happened? How did he break his nose?
He got drunk and he fell off the bed on the floor face down. Broke his nose, snapped it back in place, and we went at it again. But anyways, it's not about me. It's about our guest here.
So,
six times?
That was a really interesting story.
It really happened.
That's a lot.
I thought about robbing him when he was passed. Anyways, again.
You want to rob somebody that you're dating?
Claudia.
She's lying.
No, I'm really not.
But you're a changed woman, so.
It was a long time ago. I've been saved since then.
Now, Layton, here's another thing we were talking about before you walked in. Have you ever had to have sex, I'm sure you have, with somebody that you're not even attracted to at all, and how do you pull that off?
You probably just, like, think about something nice on him. Like, if he got nice teeth.
This is what Sasha does. Like, she's like.
Yeah, Sasha got it.
Yeah, because
you got it planned out.
I like ugly motherfuckers.
You do?
You do?
It's not that I like, because I like my gorgeous men, but I always end up with the.
What? So you're attracted to ugly guys?
No.
So what attracts you to a guy then, if it's not his looks?
Power, money.
Definitely power. I like power a lot.
Describe the ugliest guy you've ever been with.
Like, was it?
If you had to describe him, just describe him.
Oh God.
Could you get with that that got him guy. If you know,
there's women making out with him on the internet.
What if he's a billionaire now?
No.
He probably makes decent money. What if he's got like crazy games?
I know for sure he's getting like 4,000.
If he can buy me whatever,
what if
he
has a huge penis?
You went with him.
I got him.
Got him. I probably.
You so nasty. What's your sign?
I'm a Libra.
I knew it.
Sasha, what are you?
I wonder we're in this corner. Yes. Libra.
So wait, Sasha, you didn't describe the ugliest guy you've been with though. Describe him because I gotta know. And sit down and talk into the mic.
Yeah.
Can we just talk about one thing?
Why?
I honestly,
we know him.
Okay, because she's so tiny. Like I'm having really sexual thoughts in my head about Sasha right now.
But
okay, go ahead.
I'm the lucky one.
Do we have a love connection?
At a scale.
We do have a love connection.
I see you
right
like
here.
Gazing.
Because she's flirting with me.
She is. I know. But you have a little sparkle in your eye as well.
Because I will bag her. And
you bag her.
She
bags
her. Also, Sasha, you like girls?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I could bag girls if I wanted to.
But do you like girls? Do you go all the way with girls?
No. Come on, man.
Would you try it with her?
Would Sasha likes boys. That's it. Leave her alone.
I love boys.
I love guys.
Would you kiss her?
I agree.
Would I have fun? I'll probably have fun.
Would you kiss her?
You've had threesomes.
Actually, no, I haven't had one.
That's nice. Sasha's nice and pure.
She wants you to say you have.
That's nice.
I can tell.
But so tell us about the ugliest guy.
Tell her to stop looking at me like that, though.
I think Sasha's gay tonight. She says she's not gay.
The two of them wanted to share a mic.
Kind of symbolic.
Me, Claudia, and Ashley have our own mic. They're sharing a mic. Kind of symbolic. Now, listen, I watched some of your porn, Layton, and I've seen some crazy. I saw you laying down, a guy had his dick like over your head. You sucked his dick like that. I was like,
isn't that teabagging?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
How do I know that?
Shit, I didn't know.
I thought that's when the nuts are on your face.
I never did that.
Balls are on your face.
I've never had that.
I've done so many.
You know what? I hate when I'm sucking dick and it's that way and the balls are like in your eyes. It's so terrible. I hate that. I can't even enjoy the blowjob.
I've never done that.
But what were you saying, Layton?
I've honestly done so many different types of porn. I've done fart porn.
What's fart porn?
Oh my God.
I saw that.
What is fart porn? Explain this to I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that
who
is.
Who knew?
In your mouth.
Yeah, so I've done. So basically, they put a baby syringe in your ass, and they pump it with air.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then you basically squeeze it out, so it's just like.
And then you
like,
fart on the
eye, and it's like.
Or it doesn't.
It doesn't really smell like. It sometimes it depends, but I honestly like.
It depends on what I ate. Taco Tuesdays, it smells.
Yeah, but basically,
not Taco Tuesday. Not on a Tuesday.
No, not on Tuesday.
So they fart in your mouth?
No, I fart in their mouth.
Would you let them fart in your mouth?
Oh no, I ain't got
never.
Time.
Never.
What if it's for like $5,000? A $5,000 fart, and he had chicken all day.
Oh yeah.
What's going?
I'm gonna take that money.
So you would
take
a fart
in my mouth? Yes. Okay.
So you make good money.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What's
like,
the most?
But you make your money. Right. You make your money like from your website, from the webcam, from like maybe what advertisements on your website, or per scene. You're not making money from these free porn websites.
No, I honestly make more of my money from the pay pigs.
Mm-hmm. What is that? Pay pigs?
Guys that want you to do custom things for them.
Right.
Like that's what it's called, pay pigs?
No,
yeah. I'm not using that term.
Let me tell you, I'm pay pig. You know, yeah, I'm a video vixen. Yeah. You know, I do like pigs. Entertainment stuff. I'm a video vixen. I've been in the car. I get an email, I swear to God, at least 6 times a week, someone requesting my dirty panties, my socks.
So you send
something.
Send them somebody else's.
You send it, right?
No, never.
But it's not to be yours, though.
But I've thought about it. Like, you see what she's saying? The pay pigs.
The pay pigs. The definition of a pay
That's
pig.
That's what they are.
The definition of a pay pig is someone that, okay, for instance, like.
I mean, it's says it in the name.
Yeah. Right. So basically, like, they know what it is. They're going to give you their money.
Mm-hmm. You know, no, I get offers for dirty panties all the time. I think it's crazy.
Yeah. They're going to give you their money for
I got some laundry.
They'll be like, okay, I'll be like, okay, give me your money to see my ass. Give me your money to fucking worship my feet. Give me your money to fucking be in my existence.
So you have to meet up with them in person, though?
No. That's the thing. That's what's so beautiful
about
it.
Wow. Hey, pigs. If I was you, I would go to like all the little hood laundromats and I would just fish out draws from all the washes out there. And I would just like have it on, like I would just have my business.
Or
up
you
and
could
running.
Just buy a bunch of pairs of underwear and send you real dirty underwear. Who cares?
That's true. But, like, who's gonna really know? Yeah.
No, I mean, I
don't send yours. Like, just buy some draws.
I always like look, like my manager checks my emails. Like, we do it together. She has it and I have it. And we just laugh about it.
Weird.
Like, this is awkward. Yeah. This is just weird.
All right, now here's another thing that we were talking about. Now, Leighton, this might be different for you than it is for us, but the first time that you have sex with a guy, should you pull out all of your tricks and go hard? Like, just show him everything you got? Or some women feel like you should save that for, you know, the second time, third time, just go in, you know, a little bit, be good. But I don't want to do everything the first time. What do you do?
I mean, it depends. Like, I mean, there's times that I pull out all my tricks in one bag. The first time I lost my virginity, I didn't even
know. How many times did you lose your virginity?
I didn't know I lost it.
What do you mean?
Well, okay, because, okay. Yeah, wait.
Hold on now.
So the first time I had sex was like when I was 16, and we didn't know we had sex. Like, we were just bumping body parts.
Uh-huh, and
so
his penis slid in.
Yeah, so then, like, because he was Filipino.
Oh,
was
really small.
What is that supposed to mean? Why did you have to reveal his race?
Wait, okay, so Asians have small penises?
No.
If you're 16 and a virgin.
I didn't know it went in because he was Filipino.
She's basically, if he's Filipino.
So you're saying Manny Pacquiao.
It's not packing at all.
It's not packing.
No Pacquiao.
Because the thing is because I never felt sex before. And so I'm trying to cover this up in the best way I can. Okay, so I never felt sex before at that time. So we had sex. Mm. And then...
did you bleed?
That's
over
why
time.
That's why she
over
know,
time,
right?
I bled. And then finally, like, he finally put it in. And then, like... I finally felt it. It was like the most awkward feeling in the world. Like, it really hurt.
Mm-hmm. But the first time, it was just a little breaking of the seal.
Yeah, it was a little tickle.
It was a tickle.
Wow. No, but like the first time you, like, let's say you meet somebody and, you know, you're a porn star and that's
do
fine.
You go all out
that's
the first time?
That's a beautiful time? Thing. But yeah, like, let's say you like the guy. You see a future with this guy. You want to have more than 5 dates with him. Do you pull out all your tricks or
the first date, honestly, like, I tease him. So, like...
Or not even the first date. The first time you decide to
when
have
it
sex.
Goes
whether
down.
It's the first
it
time you
down,
meet him or...
It's like to go there or not to go there. We need to know.
10 weeks, you know?
Do you say, okay, I'm going to suck his dick from the back, put his balls on my eyes.
Exactly. You want to go crazy?
Do everything.
Or you just want to give him a taste and then another taste the next time.
Sometimes I just give him head. Mm-hmm. So I'll just sit there and just like swallow his penis and then it just goes from there.
That's a good trick.
Swallow.
My favorite thing.
First date though? First date?
I mean, the first time you have sex.
It depends. Yeah, not first date.
Because honestly, if we go to the first date, it depends how, like, the first time we have sex, it depends how you treated me the first date. So if you took me to Red Lobster, we are not, no.
Really? You don't like the cheddar biscuits?
Yeah, come on, the cheddar biscuits.
I'm just saying.
Wait.
Now we got standards. We just talk about fuckers only Ashley blood, and now you don't want to go to Red Lobster.
Let me say something.
Sasha, what are you, the first time you have sex with somebody that you really like? Okay. Do you say, I'm going to just do everything I can? So he's like, I want more. Or are you going to just ration it out?
It depends. It's like the chemistry. If the chemistry is there, like, we both grown. Mm-hmm. That's it. Like,
yeah,
if you want to take it there and I feel like I want to take it there and the mood is just right, then I'm going to take it there.
Would you let
it
a guy
doesn't
come
even
on your,
matter.
Would you let a guy come on your face
I wanna
the first
take
time?
Him seriously like that. Because we're going to get to it eventually.
Wow, Angela.
Would I let him what?
Come on your face the first time you have sex.
If we freaky like that, yeah. Because I'm freaky. Mm-hmm. So if he want to take it there, why not? And it's just, the mood is right and we're attracted to each other. Why not?
See, you have that hair.
Now, for me,
she said you have that hair.
For me, the first time, I might pull out the, like, if I really like the guy, I'll, like, pull out the reverse cowgirl. You know, I'll get on top and go nuts. But I won't let a guy. I won't let a guy come on my face the first time. I don't care how much I like him.
Cause I'm your lady.
Not because I'm a lady.
So shit, damn. What am I, Claudia? She's like, you're not gonna mess up my bun because usually Stephanie's hair is in a bun.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not gonna come on my bun.
You got good hair.
Like, you're good. All right, it's the first time. Like, come in the condom. I rode you till you came. That's it. Happy. Yeah. Congratulations.
You get an award.
I struggle with this question. Like, do you go there? Because you want it to be memorable where he's like, man, I got to get that again.
Right. Or you don't want to be like, that was whack.
But then men are so judgmental, though. Yeah.
You got to pull out a certain.
They'd be standing up now.
No, she had to stand up.
You have to pull out, you know, certain moves. I don't feel like you should throw it. Like, you should, even if you like the guy a lot the first time, you got to build it up. You got to make him excited. You got to make it new every time.
But what if it's so popping?
Pause.
What if it's so good?
Wait, second. Stop. We got to stop.
We got to fix her.
This is good.
Let me take a sippity sip.
This is funny.
No, this is a good one. Like, this one's good.
We're here to learn from you, okay?
Yes, because we need some teaching.
No, I'm having a blast. You guys are all so sexy. Aww. And I'm trying not to, like, be nasty.
I'll be as nasty as you went.
Yeah, you should, because that's just going to help the show.
Sasha,
what?
Uh-oh. No, I'm telling you.
You ain't ready.
Don't make me bust. But what about it right here? Let you do what you got to do.
Do you prefer women or men?
I honestly love everybody, to be honest with you.
Equal opportunity.
Yeah, like, I just like to have fun with my life. I've been in such shitty relationships. And it's just like, I've been in such shitty relationships that I just want to have fun with my life. You know what I mean? Like, enjoy myself. And
do you want to have a family?
Well, you're only 23.
Yeah, I'm a baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you're still pretty young. How did your family feel when they found out you were doing porn?
My mom cried. She cried. My grandma told me, if I'm gonna do it, be the best at it.
That's right, grandma.
Don't give a fuck. Yeah. They're like, listen, girl.
Is it surprising how thoughty, like, our grandmothers kind of are? Like, my grandma says nasty stuff all the time.
Yeah,
like,
mine too. I think that they got to that certain age. They're like, listen, I wish I was your age.
My grandmother doesn't speak English. I don't know what she says.
My grandma, oh my God.
She'd be like, okay, girl.
My grandmother wanted to fuck B.B. King so bad, and I got a ticket to the show, and she couldn't go that day, and then he died.
Yeah. Claudia. You're such a disappointment.
I'm sorry.
All right, but listen, we were talking about pulling out all your tricks. Now, Claudia.
Yes, ma'am.
The first time you have sex with somebody, what do you pull out all your tricks, or do you have to ration it out?
I don't want to be thinking about I have to restrict myself. And if I'm with you and being about to be intimate with you, I think I shouldn't have to be thinking like that.
Right.
And if I've chosen to, like, have sex with you, then I should be able to be open. So
you don't feel like sometimes he might need something to look forward to, like, we're going to do this, so that way next time.
I mean,
it won't be everything.
But you could not give him sex and he still do what he do. Or you could give it to him full blown and he still do what he do.
Right.
So it's just a chance.
Just get yours.
If the connection is right. And everyone, we grown. Like,
if you have sex with a guy the first time and he's terrible, would you try it again?
Yes. No.
I would try it again because you just never know. You might call him on a bad time.
For everybody listening out there, first sex impression is very important. Like, this can make or break your relationship.
Yeah. But sometimes you do need to be comfortable enough around somebody because sometimes it's awkward the first time.
Yes, but if that's how you feel, wait until you're comfortable to have sex.
Have you guys had the guy that you finally give it to him?
Like, you're like, okay, let's say you give this guy, you've been dating him for XYZ amount of time, and finally you guys have sex, and it just so happens that you didn't shave that day. Mm-hmm. You didn't shave that day. So now
that's why you need laser hair removal.
Laser hair removal.
We're gonna do an ad on that.
And ladies, when you get older, you really need it because you don't want any gray
scarring. But now even you spent all that time with this guy.
It's gonna happen to all of you.
You grew to like this guy. You guys liked each other, but now he remembers the first time you spread it for him, you had like a stubbly pussy.
Some guys like hair.
Oh, you the girl with the razor bumps.
You know what? It's important. First sex impression.
They're gonna love you for
important.
That. Because that's when they know they got the real you.
Right.
But because we not
she clearly
perfect.
Has
hasn't been having sex because she hasn't even shaved her pussy.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
That's actually terrible.
That's
why I didn't talk to someone and not have my legs shaved, not been shaved at all. And I'm like, oh shit, you know, like of course I feel like self-conscious.
I wasn't ready.
At the end of the day, like
no, but first sex they impression,
love that. You don't love that shit.
But that does.
Guys don't really think about things like
Yo,
that.
No, they love that. That can work in your benefit because it does look like you're not out there always ready. And exactly. Maybe you really can go with that lie that you haven't done it.
And I'll be using that shit. Honestly, I don't like it for my man.
So
I said, baby, I wasn't ready for you. Look, my legs hairy as hell.
Yeah, baby, I'm a good girl.
I was not ready.
I'm a good girl. I didn't even plan on doing this because if I did, I would have my legs shaved.
But you see, but you know what? In a guy's mind. A guy is, he wants to think, but a man wants to think that even if you're not having sex, no matter what you're doing, you're keeping yourself clean and right and perfect, like a fantasy.
Yeah, but if they're dreaming,
of course, that's not true.
What about a sneak attack?
That's what a man wants to think.
Sneak attack, and you're not ready.
Right, he's coming to lay down the carpet.
Yeah, no, a sneak attack is okay, but I think first sex impression, like you should make sure it's a memorable experience.
But I also feel like the first sex impression sometimes just doesn't count because sometimes, you know, yeah, it's the first time it gets awkward.
You get a pass.
Sometimes it's awkward. Yeah. Sometimes a guy might come really fast. Is that going to make you not want to do it with him again?
No, because no, to me, not want to do it again.
You know what? You know how guys, they be like, oh, I'll last like about an hour. Like, I don't
care
about
that.
They're lying. That's bullshit.
Plus, that's annoying. Bullshit. I got stuff to do. That's way too long. First of all, now
that's bullshit.
I just want like 15 minutes.
My goal,
what makes me happy, if I make you come in less than 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, I'm that bitch.
You're a pleaser.
Nah, yes, I'm not with it.
Go ahead, Layton.
I honestly, depends what kind of circumstance I'm in. If I'm like enjoying you, we're having sex, I need you to last more than 2 minutes.
Right. Absolutely. Like, I agree.
But what if it can go again?
But one thing I hate is when a dude doesn't let me get mine.
Oh, right. No.
And like, how long, okay, I got my nut, so bye.
How about guys that don't want to have sex with you?
I know.
What is that about? Yeah.
Those are guys with small penises. That's my theory.
That doesn't ever happen. Then they use the,
can we just lay here?
Yeah, I don't know what you doing or... you know, I was nervous or I'm just not.
That means he just left his
girlfriend. I got a lot of shit on my mind.
That means he either has crabs, he's having an outbreak.
I got a lot of shit on my mind. It's like, yes, what? Like, you don't want to.
You didn't take his penicillin.
My girlfriend's house, I just left. I already had sex today. So I'm going to act like I'm a real gentleman. I want to cuddle with you and then make you really fall for me.
Listen.
And think that I'm really about that. But really, I'm a whore.
This is it. If you're willing to bust it for a guy, if you're ready to have sex with a guy and he doesn't want to take it, it's because he knows his sex game is weak. Because a guy who knows that he can lay it down. Everybody, I mean,
have you ever been with somebody who had a weak sex game?
Oh, yes.
So,
yes.
All right. So let the guys know what defines a weak sex game.
If it can't get hard.
Okay, that's weak. But some guys have some type. I got an email from a guy who has erectile dysfunction, and he had to actually tell the girl that he had some issues with the blood flow.
High blood pressure.
And she stopped messing with him after that, and I felt bad for him. Because if it's a real issue that he has and it's something...
No, she did the right thing.
That's, you know why?
Because she's not leading him on. No, it's the truth. Because, you know, she prevented the bad stuff happening in the long run.
I think.
Seriously, because she let him go. Like, at the end of the day, like, some girls, they like to have sex. And if you can't fulfill that... What's the point?
I think
she's going to cheat on you.
He's scared to have sex now, he said.
I think she was very responsible to the female race because guys with bad penises get women pregnant and then they make sons with bad penises.
Oh, that's true, Claudia.
And that makes that bloodline last. So if more women would tell the real, we would have less men being born
with bad penises.
No, it's true. Like, these girls will have sex. Listen, these girls will have this horrible sex with these horrible guys with their tiny penises just because they have money and they're ugly. These men are atrocious.
Let them die out.
And now they're having kids, these little atrocious children with tiny penises.
And they're bitter, bad attitudes.
Well, children should have tiny penises, okay?
But you can tell when he's going to be a man with a tiny
child.
Oh my God, I have to tell you guys a story.
Uh-oh. So, yes.
Yesterday, I was at Dylan's Candy Bar.
Let them die out, ladies.
Here in New York. And this little boy, he's about 10. He kept staring at my boobs. And I was like, what is he staring at? And like, I had on this top where it was just like... You know, food. I had on this top.
God damn.
I had on this top and like he was just like staring at me. He had like the, you know, the blue, like, because he was eating candy. So he had like the blue all over his lips. Awkward. And so I tweeted, I said, you know what? Honestly, if his mom wasn't there, I would let him touch my boobs.
What?
Because I don't care. He needs to learn.
No.
He's gonna lose his virginity one day, and he's gonna thank me and be like, I touched her boobs.
You cannot let a 10-year-old touch your boobs.
She's such a freak.
No, I don't care.
The views and opinions of Layton is not that of the service.
You know, no. She was just overthinking the situation. She's not a pedophile.
I'm not a pedophile at all. No.
But you could be.
No, I'm not Willy Wonka.
Sexual.
That's pedophile.
I've never thought of a 10-year-old touching my titty. I have a child. I have a 9-year-old son.
How would you feel if he touched Layton's boobs?
Would you let him?
Oh, come on.
But what if
of course I wouldn't let him. But this is the thing. Like, my son, you know, this is my child. Everybody knows I'm very honest about my plastic surgeries. You know, my son has been, you know, he's almost 10. And he... You know, he sees my changes. He saw my butt get bigger. He saw my waist get smaller and my boobs get bigger. Mm-hmm. So I can't lie. He is excited about it. He's looking at it like, Mom, can I? And I'm like, no. You know, at that age, you have
to
teach them.
Also your son.
This is my son. This is my own child. That's why I know I could understand where she's coming from. Like, this is my child. And, you know, like, he's interested. He wants to, slap my ass.
All kids are interested in knowing.
Yeah, he's looking at me. He's like, Mom, you're the most beautiful girl I ever saw.
Oh, that's so cute.
No, I'm serious.
Like, thank you, sweetie. That's
I'm
so
like,
cute.
Thanks, Dad. Thank Daddy for paying for all the surgery.
Oh. Stupid. Wow, so that kid was 10 years old. Sheesh, at Dylan's candy bar.
This little girl, she came up to me.
No, kids are curious.
Must have been a sexy little 10
year old. She was like, oh, can I take a picture with you guys? And I was like, okay, sure. And then she was like, oh, I want to be just like you one day. And I said, okay.
Now, do you discourage girls or do you tell them they should?
You know what? I don't know if they're looking at me for just being a pretty girl. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I don't, and mainly that's what it is.
Because she didn't know you were a porn star.
Yeah, she didn't know I was a porn star. She's like, I just want to be like you one day, like big boobs and just walking with confidence. So it's like, I think she was just like,
Got it. You know,
I want to be like you one day, like happy, full of life, and like
with
just
some big titties.
Yeah, with some big titties. You know what?
Look at her gazing again. You know, I keep catching the gaze.
All right, so we were talking about, let's get back to whack sex. So we were talking about what are the things. So you said penis that doesn't get hard. What else makes whack sex? From a guy.
If you listen, I have an issue with this, and it's happened to me a few times.
Okay.
And I'm like,
don't cry, Sasha.
Yeah, I want to go because I'm like, damn, maybe I am too freaky. But if you tell me no, if you a guy and you tell me no,
what is a guy said no to? Like what?
Like wanting to have sex more than once?
I am with you on that. Yeah.
It's like, what
one
the
done is wait.
Oh, no, girl. It's not. It's because he can't handle your shit.
And that's cool. But even like, I'm cool with the first time. But if we do it twice in a day, that's cool. That's not overboard.
That's
not enough.
That's not overboard.
Twice in one day.
That's normal.
You know what? Every other day, that's fine. I'm cool with that.
No, twice in one day is normal. Don't make anybody make you feel bad about that.
You see, I am though. Because I'm like, all right, fuck it. Then it was every other day.
All right, so guys that can't.
But yeah, no.
That don't have sex enough.
That don't have sex enough. That have once and then have me there. Like, you crazy. You got me and you trying to just. Right. Do it once.
You don't make me go outside.
Girl, you deserve better.
Seriously. Yeah. I do deserve better.
You're beautiful. Yeah.
Like, if he's like, off you and then he's on his Instagram, that's like embarrassing.
Who are these guys?
No, but I get it because
one time.
No, but I get it because after then he tells me that I want to go again.
You know, that I scare him. So it's
I can see that.
For me, I get that.
For me, whack sex is when a guy comes
fast. I don't know why I would scare someone, my little ass.
Because you're very sexual and not a lot of people can hang with that.
You see that, and I've done lost. Someone like that. They're like, oh, I can't deal with you. But he had a little dick too.
Well, that's it was his mom.
Again, his loss.
I blame his mother. His mother should not have breeded with his father.
We were just talking about this.
Because she perpetuated this bad species of
men. Okay, so whack sex is A, penis that doesn't work, and B, guys who don't want to have sex enough. Yeah. What else makes a man sex
too many hang-ups?
I hate, honestly, when a guy tries to eat your pussy and it's just like, he's just like,
not good at
licking
it.
Licking an ice cream cone, but it's just not that good.
Or the stiff tongue.
You know what I mean?
The stiff tongue. Yeah,
it's like what you doing?
Yeah, I don't like that.
No, that's when you got to teach a guy how to eat your pussy.
You're right. You do.
You're right.
On last episode, we spoke about
how we all like it different.
Yeah, every... And we were sitting here at the panel and we all liked it different. Yeah.
This is the pussy eating panel.
This is a pussy panel.
We had a panel.
No, I like fucking with guys like in their 40s because I don't have to teach them anything.
Yeah. But they already know. But you said there's things that you like that I don't like. So
yeah, no, exactly. But
yeah, Steph, but then they owe.
Yeah.
We don't like that either.
Nah, but then I do. I love.
She likes
I
older
like
men.
Old guys. Even though my current boyfriend, I haven't spoken about my ex today on the show.
Oh, just did. Ding 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 okay. ding.
But my current boyfriend is young. He's only 33. But usually, I like to date like guys 39, 38, mm-hmm. 40 years old, 44.
They've been around the block.
Yeah, because like I don't got to teach you anything. Uh-huh. And if you don't know what you're doing by then, it's like, I'm not going to teach you. You just don't know and I'm over it.
You should die out.
I have an issue, Steph. Try to help me out.
Okay.
So I like older guys, right?
Mm-hmm. As you should.
Yeah, but I do not like what they come with. They got like 3 baby mothers.
No, but
they got like 5 fucking kids.
No, it's like, you're really? Right.
And then
that's happened, yeah.
Okay, I'm 25, no kids.
Right.
But it's like you're like Sasha. Right, you're like me. You like them hood.
I
you
do.
Know?
And that's
we
my
don't
problem.
Like we don't like bitch assness. No, bitch
y'all
assness.
Like guys that don't use condoms and fuck mad bitches wrong.
No, that's disgusting. Yeah. No, I don't like that.
Right.
She's
that's
wrong. Right. I don't like
choke
that.
Them out and punch
that's
them
not
in the
true.
Face.
No, but we like thugs. We like real.
We like guys that don't pay child support.
Dudes. We like real.
That's a real nigga.
Fuck you with their teams.
Punch me in my face and call me a hood.
Yes, yes. We like and then we. Yes. The fucking Yankee fitted
you know,
hats with the
ATM card never worked.
You know what I mean?
Left at home.
So that's a problem.
They don't even have no ATM card. Right. They pay for everything with cash.
Oh, that rush card.
They like, yo, babe, can I give you the money? You right. put out.
They
the
got
cash.
Yeah, exactly.
I give you the cash.
And they got like a $10,000 wad of cash in their pocket every day. That's what me and Sasha like.
Always some Western. Fuck a bank account.
We're Puerto Rican girls.
Bank accounts for pussy.
This is what we like.
All cash.
No, but you know what it is?
The problem with that is that our hood guys that are 40 and 35.
All that money, you sneak a
box. Who is Roth IRA?
Who is Roth IRA?
No, but the problem with that is that, you know, we like our hood niggas, but our hood niggas that are 35, 38, 40,
you can't still be
they're
that.
Worthless.
Yeah, because they're thinking about
anything.
Shit that don't matter. That's why.
Today's 35, 40-year-old
so
hood dude is a homeless guy in 5 more years.
That is your future outside.
I hate you.
It's no, true. The
that's
solution.
The shit, though.
No, but
I ain't
serious,
even front. That's
the solution
shit.
To this problem is Sasha.
Here we go.
She don't get the.
The work. Solution is that
me,
we can only date the young hood niggas. Leave them alone when they're old, and date the old guys in entertainment. They're better.
Let's give them some.
They're
old.
More on the low. Nobody ever knows
Lady,
who they
no,
are.
It's only cute in the 20s. It's not
you know
cute
why,
when they get
Steph?
Older.
I can't stand you.
You know why you say date the older guys?
And entertainment,
celebrity,
that's
older
all that's
guys,
left.
Because you know they fucking around, and you know they ain't gonna ask
if you,
you and they know, and you know they not gonna be on your shit.
No, but me, I choose to date, you know, the hood nigga in my age group,
ladies.
You know what I mean? My man is just a couple years older than me. He's like maybe 7 years older than me. That's not that bad.
Listen,
you know
to
what I mean?
Claudia, go ahead.
But he's terrible. I'm, like
he's terrible.
Know what my man is great to me when we're together, but
as soon as I walk out the door,
I mean, like I gotta worry about shit.
So you need one of those leashes that the white people
Jesus
put on their kids.
Christ.
That's what comes with dating a hood nigga.
Yeah, okay. And he's going to jail. I'm like, good, perfect. Right where I know where you'll be at. I can watch you from right there.
You better take that visitors list. Okay?
So you're not a ride or die then, huh?
Nah, I'm going to be there for you, baby. While you in jail, I know you ain't going to be cheating on
you,
me.
You girls are...
You better hope not.
You girls are young.
But I'll be cheating on you.
You girls,
I'm not going to cheat.
Okay. You girls are young and beautiful. I'm the oldest one here, followed by Angela, I believe. That's sexy when you're younger. When you get older, I'm telling you, that hood dude is that corny ass guy.
Girl, with the slingback vibe, and I'm done with
the hood dudes. Right. Listen, I'm over that shit.
You know those corny guys that have the Bluetooth talking mad loud, and they're like on the Tom Joyner cruise, loud as shit, trying
Tom
to look at here, look at here. Like, that is your hood dude in 20 years. I'm telling you, there's no future in that.
No, that's You'll what I said. Off.
Long balls, no money in the bank.
No, that's what I said. The hood dudes, when they're older, they're worthless, isn't it?
It's only cute like 23 and under.
And when, it's okay if you're rich. Like, ladies, go be Oprah.
Go be Oprah.
Go be your own Oprah. Go be an entrepreneur. Do everything
Lane,
on your
what
own.
Kind of guys you are like you dating?
Because your man's
honestly,
not going to
do it. You're right. You are so right.
Go ahead, Layton.
I've dibbled and dabbled everywhere. I've had the jail dude. Like,
You know,
they give you the best dick, the jail dude.
Yeah, you know, because
they get that fresh out of jail penis. Like,
yeah, I've had so many different kinds of dudes.
They write amazing letters, too. Beautiful pictures.
Beautiful
their pencil work is
Oh, no. Oh, they draw you artwork.
Like and they quote songs, and all of a sudden they write poems.
I'm like, you read books?
Artwork. And, yo, they write poems. It's all true. It's
a lawyer.
I think Angela had a jail boyfriend
after they get out.
They be schooling you on religion. They can tell you the origin of everything.
Every guy is a Muslim when they get out of jail.
They are. But I love the letters.
They be writing stuff like Song of the Day.
They're so thoughtful in prison. Now, I got fan mail when I was on The Price is Right, and the letters were just beautiful. Like, they would draw, like, panda bears.
You're like,
so
beautiful.
She's like, they were just beautiful.
This is like a picture. This is amazing.
He traded a sunset. Soup just to get that drawing for you. You know that, right?
He
traded somebody a soup. This, right? All of that shit. All of that.
Chips,
batteries, soda, everything.
Just like newspaper clippings.
But at the end of the day, honestly,
they don't got
the
education.
End of the day, at the end of the day, when I look back on everything, I honestly just want to put Sasha on this countertop and just lick her fucking vagina. But
oh my
she's
God.
Not ready for
she
that shit.
Well,
she's not ready for that shit.
Well.
She's ready.
This is, you know, we're an up and coming show here, and we need all we can have for ratings. So would you please lay down and would you oblige?
Sasha didn't shave.
Sasha said,
"Look at, she's thinking about it. She is thinking about it." I tried.
No, Sasha said she couldn't do it because she wasn't ready for first sex impression.
We'll keep you wanting more. So on the next show, Sasha will be revealing her vagina. No, I'm just kidding.
Wow.
Now we were still talking about whack sex, other things that make whack sex. I'm gonna say what I think is whack. When guys don't do foreplay. And they try to go ahead and have sex, and you're like, first of all, the reason I'm not like completely there for you to slide on in is because you haven't done nothing.
And you're gonna tear me up and cause abrasions. What are you doing?
Right. Or when you smoke weed, because when you smoke weed,
you get dry. You're dry. You said you can't get wet.
Is that what I mean, it's the truth. I mean, you have cotton mouth and then cotton box.
Cotton balls. I have a box of cotton balls.
Okay. I don't think smoking weed makes my pussy dry. It just makes me overthink shit. So I'm like, wait, are you
paranoid?
Are you gonna put your dick next to me?
Right.
Why? Right. Wait.
Are you sure
how
your
long
dick's
have
not
we been
tapped?
Here? When was the last time you got tested?
Oh wow.
That's how weed makes me
it
get
does
paranoid.
Make you too much. It does.
I'm thinking too much. My pussy's really wet, but I'm just thinking a lot.
Right.
Weed is fun.
You said weed is fun?
Oh, sorry.
Not for me.
Anyways.
It's all my girl.
Medicinal, of course. I have a prescription. Doctor's note.
Oh, yeah, because you have a
headaches.
Glaucoma.
Yeah, I do.
Right.
My left eye.
Right.
I have back problems, too. Yeah.
Do you ever, have you ever dated a guy that you felt like had a drug problem?
I did. Mm. Oh, sorry.
Go ahead, Claudia.
Whoa.
Speak on it.
Yeah, speak on it, please.
You matter, remember?
Wait. The guy that we went to eat with?
Yeah. A lot of cocaine.
Really?
Oh. And it does affect you.
Was
so
he from LA?
He doesn't get hard like
it
that?
It does affect that.
Oh, shit.
So he couldn't get hard because he was doing too
or
much
you would be hard, then you would just, you'd lose it.
Wow.
You would lose it.
That sucks. Oh. That should be enough to make you not want to do
drugs. Good looking dude, too. I'm like, so it's either.
Look at Layton looking at Sasha. Sasha just swigged down her drink and she was looking like, keep drinking, girl.
Hey! Keep drinking that effing
can
vodka.
I get a refill?
Can you get a refill?
Can we get a refill?
Sasha,
can we get two refills, please?
Sasha, is she making you nervous?
Listen.
Making at all?
Me nervous.
Because I'm wondering.
I know Sasha.
I'll sit on her lap
cool.
Right now.
Make sure she don't slip you know Nikki because we were talking about that earlier.
The way she was looking at the drink when I swigged it, I'm like,
We were talking about this too. Has anybody ever felt like someone slipped something in their drink? And you'd be amazed at
it's very common.
I've honestly I've never felt like that because I just drink and I drink and I drink and I drink. I don't do drugs or anything like that. But like, I drink, but I have blacked out before.
Mm-hmm. From drinking, you think?
Yeah, or she had Patron. Patron is the shit.
I've had Patron.
Black.
That's all
I love tequila. I'm Mexican.
I used to dance at this club in LA and I would just black out. I got fired.
Yeah, you can't black out at work.
No, I got fired because I flashed my vagina on stage. It was at Sam's.
Oh, wow. Oh my god!
You got fired from Sam's. But who saw it? Everybody's like your boss.
No, the manager saw it.
Yeah. I would think they'd be like,
"In on you, girl."
Wait, that's a strip club.
Yeah,
and he got fired.
You know, it's Sam's in LA.
That has to
girl,
be in LA. Like they're real strict in LA.
I like ratchet stuff.
You can't flash
your ratchet stuff.
I'm sorry. What was that? Anybody else been date raped? I mean,
what?
Oh, what?
Chloe, have you been date raped?
I had a date rape drug administered to my drink before.
You did. Tell us what happened.
Did you turn up?
That's why I always feel like I make sure I always get my own drink when someone offers me a drink and I have it with me and you can't leave it down, but go ahead.
So I was out of town, of course. It was like 98. Mm-hmm. You guys are probably just being born. And I was with a few of my friends and I told my friend, watch me. This is when I barely drank. I just drank like little, you know, like Zimas.
Like, yeah, like an Amaretto Sour.
Right. I was like very much a rookie. And
she
so
said Zimas.
I remember having like a couple sips.
Yeah,
and then I don't even know what that is. It becomes
Zima,
very.
Yeah, I used to drink Zima when I was in junior high.
I'm trying to tell a heart-wrenching story.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. Fuck Zima. Anyways, so you get like, it's fuzzy. It feels like you're in a dream. Mm-hmm. And I remember throwing up black. And I remember the dude like lifting my arm up like that. And I just was like, lifeless.
Can't do anything. And where was your friend?
Did he fuck you?
She was passed out too. You know, I don't remember any of that.
So you don't know if he fucked you or not.
I didn't think so. But then he bragged
Claudia,
about it.
That's awful.
But then he bragged about it like years later that he got me. So then I was able to fit, you know, put two and two together. And then he also admitted that he actually did put something in my drink.
That's disgusting.
So what happens? Yeah. Can you press charge? Did you do anything?
Did you press charge?
No, because you're embarrassed. You feel like you really.
Please, a woman, you would probably be giving him more of a look than the heartache.
Well, he was a celebrity.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he
really?
Yeah, I'll tell you off mic. And it fucked me up for a long time because I always felt like something happened that night, and I felt like I was kind of crazy because I woke up with my clothes on.
Right, and then you felt like you were irresponsible. Like,
right, I'm like, I was drinking, and then you blame yourself. You're like, mm-hmm. You know what? I put myself in that position. Mm-hmm. I was young. I had just left my cousin's funeral, got on a plane, went to Cancun with my friends.
Right,
and I got there, I was thinking that was gonna be like a fun time.
Right, I'm gonna go drink, get fucked up with my friends. And
yeah, and I never thought I was gonna hook up with this person.
Right,
you know. So, anyways, he bragged about it. And that's how I found, and he almost got his ass kicked in LA. Mm. So because I told like some guy friends of mine, but yeah, like you don't remember anything.
Yeah.
It's like, it feels like a dream. And then, you know, it's like,
why would a guy want to have a sex with somebody that can't even move or do
anything?
You can't
move and you're not aggressive.
It doesn't seem like it's just not fun.
When you want to pussy, you want to pussy though.
Right.
Nah, that's predator shit.
But a lot of men,
they don't care.
They don't give a shit.
How many times, like you have your man, you come home nice as fuck, and he fucks the shit out of you.
Right. But not like
that's
you're
looking
at it.
Good times.
Great times. But not when you're passed out and can't move.
But that's how guys look at it. They're looking at it for the moment. They're not thinking about it.
And to some guys, it's fun to do that. Like, you see a lot of these celebrities are getting caught up. They're getting caught doing
this. A lot
this.
Of people right. like to do that.
And guys that don't even have to do that, that get plenty. It's not even about, like, I get a lot of girls. It's about, I want to get you. I want to get you, and I want to do this. Like, it's like they want to like victimize you.
Yeah,
you know, it's actually a power. It's a sick power thing.
And the thing is, I'm really heartbroken about Bill Cosby because at the end of the day, like I was growing up on, you know, the Cosby Show, and it's just like for him to just like, I'd probably, you know, screw Bill Cosby. Hey, Bill Cosby. No,
not now. You wouldn't.
Whoa, yes, she would.
Still? Yes, she would. She'd
you still would.
Oh, yeah.
Sheesh.
Bill Cosby, this pussy.
I would enjoy your pudding pops.
Ooh, I can. Well, there's someone for everyone.
First of all, he's like 70 something years
and
old.
And I imagine his balls are probably to his knees at this point.
And maybe he got an operation. You
and
know,
he wears crap.
Like a ball lift?
Yeah, ball lift. You know, breast lift, ball lift, tomato,
guys can't
tomato.
Get ball lifts.
I think they can lift anything nowadays.
I think they can, girlfriend. A little nip, tuck, snip. Hmm.
You guys like big balls?
Not me. I like my. You know what?
I
like balls tight.
I like that shit smacking in the back.
No,
they hit the doggy style.
She likes long balls.
You
like,
how the fuck you know the difference?
Because you like it to slap.
How do you know the difference? She likes it.
No, because only long balls slap the clay.
So you know, though.
Sure.
Yeah, I know.
Of course I know. Hello.
I'm thinking right now. We're having this conversation, and I used to be a reporter for a very respectable newspaper, and we're talking about balls hitting us in the back of the ass. Yeah. I think about at this very moment right now.
This is respectable. So you like long balls smacking you.
Angela,
you like tight balls. Tight. Because I like the way when you know they're nice and tight and you know close together, not really hanging too much.
I mean,
it's
I
nice
like that
to put
too.
Them
Come
in
on.
Your mouth.
Don't
what
throw
about
me out
wrinkly?
There.
You like
like
wrinkly
like
balls?
Loose one.
You don't want loose balls. You know, she likes she likes a little shit. Hang yeah, time to hit her clit. You know,
I love all balls.
Okay.
My girl.
Baseball, football, basketball.
Basketball.
What? Tennis.
Tennis balls.
I like balls attached to guys.
But some women, some women totally ignore the balls. Some women don't even act like they exist.
Right.
Like Sasha was saying earlier, you know, a lot of hetero men, they don't want you next to their ass. They don't even, so they won't, they're scared for you to touch their balls because it's too close to their ass. You know what I mean? So a lot of girls.
Long balls.
No, but serious. A lot of girls, you know, they forget they even exist.
Right. They're ball haters.
I love.
Don't hate on the balls.
Don't hate on the balls.
Balls need love
too. They're nice. They balls need love too. Put them in your mouth. Don't suck them as hard as you suck the dick. You know, just.
They're fragile as eggs.
Yeah, they're fragile. You know, lightly put them in your mouth. Let them roll around. Exactly. Like Sasha's saying. Let them roll around.
The what?
The gooch?
The taint.
The gooch.
The gooch. That's the skin in the middle.
The
right?
It's like between the ass and the balls. So it's like the little gooch.
Man, you know what? Guys act like they don't like when you go there. But
they don't like it.
The
like
ones
it.
That like know it. About that know that that little area. It sends you to the moon.
What if they
are? Yeah, my ex loved like that it. Shit. My ex loved it. Like he was all for it.
Right.
But I won't tell you guys.
Go tell
Come
us.
Come on, you have to tell us.
Yeah, but, no, let's hear Layton tell us. You're right. Not going to get away. Tell us,
because I have a question for you after.
Okay. So my ex, he caught me in the house with another guy.
Oof.
In the house? Did he live there too?
He lived there too.
Oh, you're
Was it your house or his house?
Now that's grimy.
It was both of our house.
Yeah, you're bad. You're a bad girl.
This was a long time
bad
ago.
Girl.
This was like 2 years ago.
So you didn't think a long that time he would ago. Leave
brought no good.
Okay, wait.
All right, so let her finish her story.
He
let her finish this.
He must have not been a real gangster motherfucker.
No, he was.
What happened?
And so, okay.
Sasha's
so like
me. She likes a like real 2 years ago. Like me.
This is like 2 years ago. I'm single now, so everyone knows I'm single now.
Okay.
You know, you can find me on Twitter at Miss Layton Benton. No, you can find me on Instagram, Real Layton Benton.
Plug it.
So anyways, so at the time I was with in a relationship. He literally, because I was like, okay, babe, like, you know, when you tell a dude that, okay, babe, I'll see you at 9 o'clock. He's like, why are you telling me what time I'm gonna come home?
Right.
Because you already
so,
got it set
yeah,
up.
Yeah, you know.
That was not slick.
So I was like, so yeah, I was like okay, babe, I'll like see you at 9 o'clock. He was like, So then all of a sudden, so I'm fucking this dude, and then he's in the shower. He's in the shower, and then I hear, like, keys coming in the door. I'm like, oh shit. I'm caught. You know, it's already over because, you know, there's no way out. The only way in is where he coming in.
I've had nightmares about this. Oh my
yeah,
God.
So literally he comes in the door, and, like, I remember his face. He's like, and so I was like, oh my God.
I would have been acting like he's my gay hairstylist doing my hair. Nigga, you better do a braid right now. You better braid my hair.
You better fishtail me.
But it was funny though because I gave him gas.
You gave him what?
Gas money?
The boy, the
fan. The guy that I was fucking to come because he didn't.
You gave him gas money? He must not have had
Angela
Who
Yee.
Who is this loser?
Angela Yee.
She just needed some dick at the
no,
time.
No, I needed some dick and he didn't, because this was like 2 years ago when I had no game.
Right.
So
you gave him
like $20?
I gave him some gas money.
Uber.
This is before Uber. This is before, like, I knew what was going on. This is before, like, I had zero game.
So
I was
you
21.
Paid for the D. Okay. Okay.
I didn't pay for the D. I paid for his transportation
right.
to get the D.
But you know what?
You know what? I tell guys, if you pay a $500 hotel room for pussy to fuck, you're paying for pussy. Well, even if you didn't give the girl no money. If you pay to have sex at the Kings of War or the London or Trump Soho.
Okay, Stephanie, I see you got first.
star pussy.
She got 5-star pussy.
6-star bitch.
She got all locked on.
I prefer the Soho.
No, Trump Soho's the best brand.
You know. I do. It smells really good in there.
Great room service.
Great chicken.
So yes, they'll go to the Trump Soho even with Donald Trump saying all those terrible things.
Not lately. Just when I was.
No, Donald.
Listen, I know Donald Trump said something about Mexicans, and I'm Latino, so I'm automatically Mexican, right?
I'm automatically Mexican.
I don't know what he said. But look, his hotel, said, Trump Soho, every in the city Mexican, is really great.
So he said every Mexican is a rapist and a murderer.
No, he said the ones that we let in.
He did not say that. Yeah, that's a lie.
Not all of them. He said the ones we let in.
The ones that we let into the country are rapists.
The ones that we let into the country.
Wow. Oh, that's really sad for the Mexicans. I'm Puerto Rican, and I know people across the country. You know, I know everywhere in the world, you know, they see Latinos as Mexicans. Donald Trump
also,
saying something
York,
like
really.
That. Not in New York.
In
not
Cali.
On the East Coast.
I love
everywhere
Mexicans.
Else but the East Coast. Mm-hmm. You know, we're Mexicans. There's no such thing as Dominicans, Puerto Ricans, anything. But, I mean, Donald Trump said that. That's awkward and
makes
weird.
You not want to go to Trump Soho.
No, I'm still going to go to Trump Soho. They have an amazing spa.
Oh, wow.
Spa is amazing.
Oh, the hotel is the Mandarin Oriental has a better spa.
The furniture, really? No, I like the Mandarin Oriental spa.
Shout out to the Mexicans out there. Y'all do amazing tile work.
I think, no.
Claudia, no, they hooked my shit up. I gave him like a beer and like $200.
Listen, Mexicans are great. Everybody like, loves
why
everybody.
Why the fuck the beers always got to be included?
He did.
No, but honestly, as
like a toolbox, that's it.
When I travel everywhere I go, all over the world, I've been to Japan, I've been to France, I've been to London, I've been all over the fucking world. Mm-hmm. I haven't been to Abu Dhabi or Dubai because I don't sell pussy.
Hey.
That's not what that means.
I was there once and I did not sell anything. I rode a camel.
That's not what that means. I rode a camel.
No, but for girls like me, for girls in my field, you know, I haven't been there, but all over the world, everywhere I go, the only place that differentiates Puerto Rican and Latino is the East Coast, New York, Philadelphia, Jersey.
Right.
You know what I mean? Everywhere else I go, in California, I'm a Mexican, and I don't mind, okay?
I don't mind.
As long as you recognize that I'm Latino.
I never thought that.
Layton Benton and Sasha are booed up right now. You guys are like booed up.
Yeah. No, Sasha, she said she wasn't gay, but today she's changed
gay
her mind.
She's gay for stay.
Fuck it.
So, okay, I think it's okay.
On Sunday I was on Basketball Wise LA.
I saw that. You with the little person.
I was with the midget. And she was so cute. She's a midget stripper.
Are you calling Sasha a midget?
No.
She's short.
No,
but.
So it was really... I'm out of here.
No, you're not. Sit down. Don't go nowhere, Sasha.
She's little.
She has a big booty like a midget.
No, on...
Okay.
Oh, wow. That's definitely a love connection.
Do y'all hear the slap?
Love connection.
Wow.
No, but it was actually funny because I didn't even notice it aired because I was here in New York. But it was a fun... I honestly love smaller people. I feel like...
How tall are you? How tall are you?
Sasha's a little person.
Sasha's not a midget little.
She thinks Sasha's a midget.
Angela, you're so
You think
fat,
she's like a tall
man.
Midget?
But look, she has small hands. Show your hand, Sasha. Show your hand. She has little hands.
I'm 5'7". But the girl that I was stripping with on Basketball Wise was like literally like, man, Lainey, do you know? Like she's like probably like 4'12", like maybe like
that's smaller. 5 feet. That's Sasha's height. Sasha's not even 5 feet.
Yeah. No, she was smaller than that.
No, okay. Sasha, you're 5 feet.
So she
she's
like,
not.
Right here.
She's 4'11".
And it was fun.
Steph, thank you. I'm 5 feet.
How tall are you, serious?
No, I'm 5'7". And it was fun.
Do you want to toss Sasha?
She does. She wants to toss my salad.
Is that Sasha?
Would you toss Sasha's salad?
I would.
No, we have them sitting together and
they're on each other.
No, I would literally like honestly like I will fuck the shit out of you. You would be on this countertop. Fuck these drinks. We'll get it popping.
Okay, well you know what? Why don't we just end lip service right now? I don't know what's gonna happen once we leave.
Check our Instagrams at Claudia Jordan. I will be posting video of these two.
Stephanie Santiago.
I'm Stephanie Santiago. Download and subscribe to Lip Service. Angela Yee's Lip Service.
Right, Lip Service Podcast.
On iCloud and
it's SoundCloud
iTunes.
And iTunes. You put that together.
I'm drunk. We drink every single time. Yes. I'm drunk every time.
This was a really fun show.
No,
but
seriously.
It's all of Angela Yee's Lip Service on SoundCloud and on iTunes.
Right. Yes. You can follow me on Instagram, Real Leighton Benton, or my Twitter, Miss Leighton Benton. Sasha, go ahead.
If you Google her, you can see some amazing videos.
Yeah,
yes.
Amazing.
When I get home,
she's amazing.
X videos and I'm gonna write your name.
I don't know. I think you guys are gonna be friends when we leave.
You guys gotta exchange.
We might just be.
You gotta get the body language.
We might just be, but I'm at Sasha Del Valle on Instagram and Twitter.
All right, ladies. Lip service. We'll be back next week. Thank y'all.
Thank you.